But there was also, I touched on this in the poem, it was like the two polar opposites of what to look for older mentorship on the strip in the hippie area was Mother David at the catacombs.
That's who we want to find something about, too.
And on the other end of the continuum, and also, that was 14th Street, and on 10th Street was Bruce Donnelly in the 12th Gate.
Oh, yes, right.
And that, he was a Christian ministry.
That's right.
Yeah. But he also ran a coffee shop, which, there with a sound system. So that was, we could stomach. I mean, he didn't proselytize. But it was some Bible verse. There's 12 gates to the city.
That's right.
About becoming one with Christ or whatever. And there's a head shop upstairs, with posters. I don't think they sell papers and stuff, but they had black lights and lava lamps.
And art and music stuff, but no.
It was everything
like
but
that.
Dope.
Yeah.
And everybody was in there. It was,
and they made a lot of money selling all the kids from the northern suburbs because their parents would let them go there precisely because it was church run and they didn't have any dope paraphernalia.
And the alternative to that was the Bistro, which was on West Beach Street, which was a solid folk club. It was on the Fred Neal, the guy, all these major folk figures would come through there. Doc Watson.
Yeah, that's right.
It was on the circuit. Carolyn Hester, just really, really good.
Yeah.
But you had to drink beer. You had to sit there.
You had to be 21. Right. That was the problem. That was my problem.
You had to be 21 to get in there. So.
Yeah, couldn't get anywhere.
So a lot of the time we got, but Mother David was, he had this place called the Catacombs.
Right.
It was just like mythical. It's
absolutely mythical.
It was like 1967. That was the end of it. It just.
When I first came to Atlanta, it was like everybody would refer to the catacombs.
Past tense.
Yeah, it was already gone by then.
But it was just this low ceiling. You get in there, it was like, strobes flashing, a band, acid rock. Everybody's in there jumping up and down. It was just like you were transported to some. You couldn't believe you were still in Atlanta, and he was like sort of in charge of it. He had some kind of moral force over everybody.
I heard it had opened, first of all, as a jazz and folk club, and then by somebody else, and then Mother David bought out their lease. That's how they kind of snuck it in on the city.
Good to meet you, man.
Yeah.
We're sitting here drinking coffee and chatting about the strip. You want to just come on in?
Yep. Okay. Sure.